to Wicked Town Radio Theater.
Business. America's business, famously, or as Calvin Coolidge was alleged to have said, is business. And, after watching several preachers on TV lately, it appears that not only to the churches of Christianity is business, but also that Jesus' business was business too. Strange how badly those spiritual types handled money. Anyway, Wicked Fell Radio Theater is going to run with the business idea this evening as it presents CEO Jesus, or The Bloody History of Erd.
Now I want this to go off without a hitch. Not like Bell. We all know what happened on...
Well, sir, as you know, we all did attempt to tender our best effort.
And your best effort sucked. Never in my life, and it's been a very long, productive life, eternal life, I'll have you know, never have I seen such torpor. That's the only word I have for it. Torpor.
No one is casting blame in your direction, sir.
Me? My direction? Why would anyone blame me? I am blameless. Don't you read the memos?
As is well known, we, all of us with the exception of you, mismanaged and mangled our responses, sir. All of us except you. Perhaps this is an area best left to the ash heap of memory.
Yes, yes, you're right. But Belvedere, oh, Belvedere, was that Michael?
I believe it was.
What number is he on? How much time do I have?
I believe that was number 6, sir.
I wish you would stop believing and just tell me.
Very good, sir. That was number 6.
Was that so difficult?
No.
So, we're getting close to showtime.
Yes, sir. Mere minutes remain before you must mount your white horse and deliver justice
to... Oh, it's quite unnerving, those blasts. They do nothing for the horse's temperament. Skittish. Well, we'll make up for Belvedere. Ooh. Here, what is this planet called again?
At the time you left it, sir, it was called Terra. But now...
Oh, jeez, I remember it. This is one of those where I got myself nailed up on a cross.
Right, as always, sir. That was a spectacular way to go, if I don't say so myself.
Thank you. I did my best. Painful, but...
The pain certainly showed.
Would you tell me if I was wrong about something?
That definitely should not be was.
You realize I hear all.
Of course you do.
Would you tell me if I were wrong about something? Don't answer that. I already know the answer.
Of course, sir. It is, in the cool light of reason, impossible for you to be wrong about anything. So, the question is moot.
So, refresh my memory. What am I returning to Terra to do?
It's not known as Terra any longer. It is now called...
Oh, here it is. What kind of Earth? Earth? What kind of lame-ass name is that, Earth? Why didn't they just call it dirt?
That is a good one, sir. Decidedly a good one.
They're all good ones. It's not my fault if you cannot keep up. Now, refresh my memory.
It's a long, bloody story, none of which is the least bit interesting.
Bloody, you say? I always find that interesting. But I suppose I don't have time for that. Now, what is my part here?
Your usual day of judgment encounter. Condemn the wicked. Take the good up with you to heaven.
I must have been very young when I left Erd.
You were. I think there is one more planet after Earth. Oh, that's your alarm, sir. The 6th seal has opened.
Refresh my memory.
You must make an appearance in the clouds over the Earth.
Just the appearance? Good, good. I hate it when I have to. This isn't where I have to go down to the planet.
No, sir. That is after the 7th trumpet blast.
Oh, yes, I remember. I'll be just a sec... done second. There, I was mighty impressive high up in the clouds. It must have looked like something from the ground.
It is always splendid, sir.
And gratifying. Still, it was strange looking down and a little tiring.
It's almost over. You've got one more planet where you have to perform the Day of Judgment, Gig, and then you have some downtime.
Good. I'm frankly tired of that Day of Judgment gig. I was so young when I devised that. You know what I'd really like to do? I mean, really?
Veg?
Veg. Did you say veg?
I did, sir.
You know about that?
You might have mentioned it in passing.
Veg. And catch up on things like the bloody history of Erd.
Well, nobody deserves it more than you, sir. On the seventh day you rested, but you have had no sabbatical years.
It's one of the sacrifices I made.
And so underappreciated.
One should never expect thanks. How sharper than a serpent's tooth.
Indeed, sir.
But serpents don't have teeth as such. I'm sure I created them sans teeth.
Yes, that is correct.
Of course it's correct. Wait a second.
Yes, that was a second.
Did you say in passing a moment ago?
I'm sure I said in passing.
Because you know how much I hate Latin.
Yes, sir, you have made that revulsion evident to all.
Oh, vegging would be nice.
Yes, finish with these two planets and then downtime. Not a sabbatical year, but a good several months.
I want to believe you, Krat, but something always comes up.
That unfortunately does often appear to be the case.
Well, maybe this time it will be different.
One can hope.
This is the full up Day of Judgment gig.
Yes, sir. White horse and all.
Oh, how I dread these, even when the horse is not skittish.
No reason for stage fright, sir. Whatever you do is proper.
Except, we wrote it down on this planet, didn't we? There's always some pedantic nitwad to check up. Where is Bianca? I haven't seen her since. She made it back safely from Bell.
Oh, yes. She was, in fact, the first to return.
Smart horse.
Yes. If you're ready for her, we can have her brought up from the stable. Time is becoming an issue.
Yes, see to that.
Sylvester, bring up Bianca. We're in the final stages of preparation. Don't take that tone with me. Just bring up the horse. She'll be here in a few minutes, sir.
Good, good. Gives me a chance to talk to the troops.
You do the first part alone, sir. No need for troops until step four, I believe.
Oh, belief is good. Is Michael ready? I presume it is he who will be blowing the trumpet?
He's waiting in the hallway with his axe.
Bring him on in.
Yes, sir.
What is it now?
Just a thought. After Belvedere, you might wish to compose yourself a bit.
No, that was a fluke, and it wasn't my fault. We all agree to that. The best way to get over such a snafu is to get right back up on the horse.
Bianca will be here in a moment, and then you can climb right back up on her. I'll fetch Michael.
Good, I'll wait here. Oh, he's gone. I hate it when they do that. To me, leave me talking to myself like that. What should I... Where is that tablet? I'm so glad I invented this. Let's see. SimCity Universe Edition.
Here we are, sir.
Hello, Jesus. I see you've still got your Galaxy 6.
Oh, you already? Yes, marvelous thing. Miraculously actual. I was hoping to... What do you mean I've still got my Galaxy 6?
Nothing. You know the new Galaxy 8 is out.
Of course. Time for that later. Do you know anything about Sim Universe? I can't get out of the solar system.
Y'all called me to play a computer game?
No, I did not. I called you to ask your advice on a computer game. That is all.
That is not all, sir.
I thought we were going all judgmental on this planet. I'm up to the sixth trumpet blast.
Yes, we are. But what's the hurry? a nice chilled glass of rosé, a few minutes relaxation with Sim Universe. What's an extra few minutes going to matter in the grand scheme of things?
Y'all tell me.
Crap!
It is best not to aggravate the Lord, Michael.
I just wish he would do...
That will be all, Michael. We may be tired of this, but the people on Erd deserve our best effort. We do this often, but for them, it's the only time they get to see it.
Is this the pep talk? Because if it is, I don't need a pep talk to do my job.
Did you ever stop to think that... What job? Perhaps I need to deliver the pep talk for myself. That delivering the pep talk might relieve some of the pressure I've been under.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead and give the pep talk.
I can't. The moment for that has passed.
That's a real shame, sir.
You don't even know. It was a real pip.
Of course it was. I'll look forward to seeing it in the print version of this story.
No. Nobody told me there was going to be a print version.
You know everyone is interested in everything you do.
Yes, as well they should be.
Here's Bianca. Maybe you'd like to climb on her back. It always soothes you.
After I give Michael his final instructions.
What instructions? We've done this often enough. We don't need no final instructions.
I'm not so sure. Your playing the last two times has fallen far short of stellar. There were at least three cringeworthy mislays in...
You remember how cold it was above Belvedere? I couldn't get my fingers to play right.
We have the technologies to have you replaced, Michael. We do have those technologies.
Oh, most assuredly. MIDI trumpets. Excellent qualities.
Oh, so don't give me excuses. If you cannot play the music, let me know, and I'll arrange for someone who can.
It won't happen again.
See that it doesn't.
Let me just practice for a moment.
How can I do that? As soon as you practice, those down on the surface of the planet will know that something is up. They would think it was the seventh blast, and we would have to go. And I'm not quite ready to go.
I'll play with a mute.
A mute? Yeah, sure, go ahead, but make it snappy. We haven't got all day.
Technically, sir, you have as much time as you require.
Thank you, Krat. I know that, but I don't have all day. Oh, that's nice. I like it like that. With a mute, I mean. Bianca likes it too. Don't you, dear?
I can't do it like that live.
Why not?
It's the nature of the mute to mute the sound. Too much mute and no one will hear it.
Well, who made up that rule?
You did, sir.
You sure of that? That wasn't one of those leftover rules?
You never clarified the leftover rules, sir. You grandfathered them in.
Grandfathered them in? What does that mean? Being my own father means I have no frame of reference for that term. No grandfather, if you will.
Does it matter? It is the rule. I cannot play a mute trumpet loud enough to wreak any kind of terror on the personages on this planet.
Pity that. Nothing like putting the fear of a trumpet in them. I suppose that an unmuted trumpet will have to do.
That would certainly start the people off on the correct path.
And then after the trumpet blast...
The seventh trumpet blast.
Yes, yes, seven. That always seemed excessive.
That's what's in the contract.
And it fulfills the symmetries.
Jesus will appear and be seen in the sky during both phases of his second coming. In the clouds of Earth's atmosphere at the pre-wrath rapture, following the opening of the sixth seal and his second advent to Earth in association with the blowing of the seventh trumpet, the seventh trumpet.
Senza Sordino.
That's a bit more detail than is usual in the contract.
These people on Earth have always been a lawyerly bunch.
Well, then I suppose we'll go by the letter of the contract.
We have always found that to be the best way to proceed. If there are unpleasantnesses later, we have an ironclad defense.
What kind of unpleasantness?
something unforeseen. Not that you do not foresee all eventualities, because you do.
How much time?
Until?
Until I have to descend and collect the stragglers. It is the stragglers I get this time. Is that right? Not the final wine pressing of the wicked?
That is correct. Round them up, wow the rest.
How much time?
The seventh trumpet blast is scheduled. Not that you must abide by any schedule. In another 5 minutes.
Oh, breathe. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Oh, then I should go and become enrobed.
That would seem wise.
Be right back, Bianca.
Is it me, or is he getting worse? With the stage fright, I haven't heard him count to seven before.
He is under a lot of pressure.
Self-inflicted. He could chill out if he wanted to.
You have no conception of the sheer number of things he must do on a daily basis.
He could delegate. Ha! That would be a good one.
What was that?
Just something I've been working on. When we get some downtime, I'll finish it.
I did not understand that you were creative.
He's not the only one, but he is jealous of us, so I would appreciate it if you wouldn't tell him. There is still something wrong in there. Do you think I have time to bop over to heaven and ask that Gershwin guy a question?
No. After we have fulfilled our duties here, you might be able to glissade away for a moment before the next planetfall. After that, there will be considerable downtime for you to utilize in the construction of your music.
Good, good. Maybe I can finish it then. This rush, rush, rush in destroying worlds takes its toll.
Wow, you have outdone yourself, sir. That is the best enrobing yet.
Oh, you always say that.
It is always true.
Are we ready, then? It's got to be close to showtime.
He is correct, sir. Are you ready?
Breathe. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Yes, one, two, three, four, five, six, and seven.
It's showtime.
I'm not ready.
The seventh trumpet has sounded. No time to have stage fright now.
Yes, you're right. I'm ready. Does this robe make my butt look big?
You're fine, sir. Absolutely fine.
Then I'll be on my way.
No stage fright.
Don't go there, Michael. I told you before. Well, I'm off.
He'll be all right.
Who's going to know if he messes up? They've never been through this before.
You really should lighten up. You're stressed as much as he is.
No, not even close.
Ah, crap! Where are all the cowering masses? Where is anyone? What kind of a cock-up is this, Krat?
Yes, sir?
Can you explain to... Hey, wait a minute. How come your entrance music is better than mine?
Is it? I had not noticed.
It certainly was. It was so much richer than mine. It had... Harmony. Harmony.
I did not have a chance to ascertain its merit as I was arriving as it was playing.
No, it was definitely richer than mine. Did you have Michael do something with your arrangement? You know he's quite deft at music writing.
I was recently made aware of that fact. He appears to be working on some sort of musical opus.
Yeah, yes, I know. But he didn't do something to your music?
To my knowledge, no.
Odd. Anyway, where... are all the cowering masses? How can I call the stragglers if there are no stragglers to call?
That is a fair point, sir. I know neither how you can cull them nor where they are.
There appears to be no one, no stragglers, nobody.
Most unusual, sir. Unprecedented. Unique in the annals.
Oh, if I needed a lexicon lesson, Krat, I would have asked for one.
Yes, sir. Were we back in heaven, I would check the database.
For what? There's nobody here. The place is deserted.
Perhaps the phenomenon is local.
No, the place feels completely deserted. Come to think of it, when I mounted the clouds after the sixth seal opened, I saw no one.
Did you not find that odd?
I was busy with other things, and from up that high, even with my exceptional vision, I might not have seen anyone.
You're absolutely correct.
Where could everyone have gone? If somebody else raptured them before I had my chance!
We would have noticed an influx in heaven.
Not if we were busy preparing to come down here.
True enough. But who else could have raptured them?
I would certainly like to know the answer to that question. It is not in my omniscience, which means there could be no one else who could have done it.
That is certainly true also. We can return to heaven now, I suppose, since there is no one to call here.
Oh, that is good. No, wait. Here comes somebody.
Where?
I thought I saw someone coming. Okay. This is getting out of hand. Did you do something to your arrival music?
I might have. I might have tinkered with it. There is some awesome music writing software available here.
Here?
On Earth. They really made great progress here.
Made?
Before they managed to extinct themselves.
Extinct themselves?
Are you going to echo everything I say?
Everything you say? No, of course not. That would be foolish. How did they extinct themselves?
As best I can tell, they poisoned the planet.
That seems like a foolish thing to do.
But not without precedent.
And why would they extinct themselves when they knew I was coming back for them?
Maybe they couldn't wait.
Regardless, they're all gone?
Yes, apparently for nearly 20 years. And a good many were waiting for your return.
Oh, sad. And funny in a sad way.
And sad in a funny way.
Well, here I am, dressed up with no place to go.
We still have one more planet to apocalypse. So you do have some place to go.
Maybe we better hurry and get there before they extinct themselves.
I shouldn't worry. Being stupid enough to extinct themselves are rare indeed. Exceptional in their own way.
How far to this next planet?
We can be there in a few days, and then after that you'll have your much-needed downtime.
Much needed?
Much deserved, that's what I meant to say. Then you'll have your well-deserved downtime.
In the meantime, I think I'll spend some time trying to get out of the solar system in Sim Universe.
It's not difficult.
Maybe not, if you have a Galaxy 8.
Dressed up with nowhere to go. How often does that apply to us? And apparently it is not just Americans who are exceptional, but, as in Lake Wobegon, everyone is exceptional. Exceptional enough to have extincted ourselves before Jesus had a chance to complete his return engagement. Maybe next time. This time, Wicked Fell Radio Theater has presented CEO Jesus, or The Bloody History of Erd, which was written, produced, and directed by W.M. Shockley. Copyright 2015 by W.M. Shockley. Featured in the cast were
Craig Boyer as Jesus,
Dickie Magadoff as Krat,
Michael as Michael.
Technical direction and sound effects by W.M. Shockley. Assistant technical direction by Doug Bennett. Tune in next week for another radio drama, comedy, or something. And then in 2 weeks for another radio drama, comedy, or something. For Wicked Fowl Radio Theater, I am William Henry Homer Stemmett Shockley. Good evening.
You have been listening to a production of Wicked Fowl Radio Theater.
This is Jefferson Thomas from Palisadro. You're listening to KKRN.
Programming on KKRN is brought to you in part by Hill Country Health and Wellness Center. 32 Highway 299 East in Round Mountain, providing medical, dental, and counseling services for the whole community. Hill Country accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, private insurance, and offers a sliding scale to those who qualify. Appointments are now available. They can be reached at 530-337-5750.
Howdy, folks. The Local Motion Show can be heard every Friday afternoon, 12 to 1 p.m. Local Motion features local musicians as well as events in the Intermountain community. Go to kkrn.org to find how you can have your music played on Local Motion with Shane, Fridays, 12 to 1. Programming on KKRN Community Radio is sponsored in part by listeners like you and New West Medical. New West Medical's goal is for their patients to live the most active and fulfilling lives possible. They provide oxygen services, sleep therapy, power mobility, and medical equipment. They are locally owned and are located at 2971 Churn Creek Road in Reading. Phone number is 221-5864. New West Medical, living, breathing solutions. KKRN thanks New West Medical for their support.
KKRN is a volunteer-based, listener-supported radio station fostering positive social change and healthy communities by entertaining, informing, and educating through diverse music, culture, news, and public affairs programming. Find us on the web at kkrn.org or on Facebook at KKRN 88.5 FM. Thanks for listening.
What do you say we bring him on, ladies and gentlemen, the Regal Theater?